in podcast 904. We're going to talk about Texas. We're going to talk about Oklahoma. We're going to talk about Kansas.
We are going to talk about Oklahoma and the northern part of East Texas, all the way down to the coast, where I am as we speak in podcast 904, the Bob Davis Podcasts. I noticed in another podcast that I referred to ReliaFund, which is one of my sponsors, as a heavy-duty payment processor. And I said that to differentiate ReliaFund from all of these other payment processors that are out there, because what ReliaFund does is integrate with your systems seamlessly. And they are heavy-duty, and they do work with all kinds of different businesses to get payments cleared. So when it comes to payment processors, it depends on your business. If you're a small business, medium, or large business, and you've got special needs, these are people that you want to talk to. What is ReliaFund? It's a payment processor that has been providing integrated solutions to get payments cleared for more than two decades. What does that mean? Again, integrating with your system seamlessly so that it works perfectly. I have a ReliaFund button on my website that allows my clients to pay with an electronic check should they choose to, and it really works very, very well. So again, ReliaFund, R-E-L-I-A-F-U-N-D at ReliaFund.com, or click on the banner at the top of the page at thebobdavispodcast.com. There's no long-term contracts. They are secure. They're very technology-focused, and they're great people. Greg Lowry or Kevin Hill, 866-243-5040, 866-243-5040. 243-5040, or you go to ReliaFund.com. That's how I found them, or click on the banner at the top of the page at thebobdavispodcasts.com. Well, I'm going to have to get it out, the giant boat anchor that I brought with me, my printer, which is in the bottom of one of my boxes back here. And I hate my printer because I have been paying a fortune for those print cartridges, those laser print cartridges. What if I told you there's a solution? It is Cartridge World in Maple Grove. They can save you up to 30% compared to the big box stores. Their cartridges work as good as new. All the ones that I've had are great. Free delivery on qualifying orders, and they can get you a printer if you qualify as well. Cartridge World in Maple Grove. They serve the entire metro area. 763-420-6632. That's 763-420-6632. Ask for Jason, or just talk to whoever answers the phone, or click on the banner at the top of the page at thebobdavispodcast.com that says Cartridge World. So I have to stand in the lee of the truck, because if I step out into, you know, where I'm standing right now on the beach at I think it's Matagorda, Texas. That's what you hear is a steady breeze. And there's really no way for me to, if I get close enough to the shore, we have a full moon and it is very windy and loud, so I can't get the beach. I can't really get the sound of the surf, but boy, I'll tell you, it is a sight for sore eyes. It is a great relief to be here in Texas after running around Iowa. And I want to do really focus on travel, because I want to tell you exactly what I'm doing and what I'm trying to do. So I am in this little town in Texas, which is along the Gulf Coast in between Galveston and Corpus Christi. So it's probably 50, 60 miles from Galveston, where I was today and did another podcast kind of wrapping up all the political stuff from Iowa. And it's just, you have to come down from Bay City. So basically you take the road out of Galveston and you turn up to Route 35 and follow that until you get to 60, and you follow 60 down to Bay City, and then you turn south and you follow that road, whatever it is. I don't even remember the name or what the road classification is, but look at a map. It takes you down to this town, I think it's Matagorda. I hope that's right, because if it isn't, I'm going to get really ticked, because I always get confused with these names of these towns, but it's a name like that. I think it's Matagorda.
And it's just a little beach town. And I almost don't want to say anything about it because I don't want people to come here. Because I want to save this one for myself. I am still looking for the perfect beach town. I have to tell you, at one point I did find the perfect beach town. And it was Mexico Beach, Florida. And it's up on the other side of the Gulf Coast, up on the Florida Panhandle. It was really nice. And of course, it was completely destroyed. But it was another one of these towns like Matagorda. You know, just a few low-slung buildings, not really any architecture to write home about. These Gulf Coast towns, especially in Texas, are not your tropical paradise kinds of towns. They're kind of functional. They got a bait shop. They've got, you know, a couple of stores that sells beach stuff if you need it. But mostly it's just typical sort of, you know, what I've come to see as kind of a Texas look. It's not even a South Carolina look or a Florida look. It's just very functional buildings and people doing functional things, you know, transmission repair and stuff like that, stuck next to the little store that sells meat and eggs and stuff like that, and licenses so you can park on the beach. And you can come down here and park on the beach and camp on the beach. And it's pure heaven because they don't have any restrictions about cars and things and fires. And there's none of this, you know, you can't do that, you can't do this. There's no signs that say don't do this and don't do that. There's a sign as soon as, when you enter the public beach, there's a sign that says public beach, here's the rules, don't do this, don't do that. I didn't even read it. And I don't know why it's even stopped by. It's clear that you can have fires because everyone else has fires. There's a ton of people camping. If I look down the beach line, so there's a dune, and then most people have parked fairly close to the dune, and being from the Midwest, I'm a little bit concerned about high tide, so I don't think I'm anywhere near high tide. It may be high tide now. But because of the moon, the surf is way up. And of course, this is the Gulf. So this is kind of like Lake Michigan in a weird sort of way, even though it's the Gulf. But I am just fascinated with this whole Gulf Coast from Florida all the way over to Texas, and then I want to go even further tomorrow. So the trip out of Iowa, and I want to talk about winter backroads travel in Iowa, because that's what I was doing covering the Democrats' caucus effort. And then I was going to end in Council Bluffs, and I had friends who live in Fairfield, which is another great town. There's some great small towns in America, and Fairfield, Iowa is one of them. And my friend Erica said, why don't you come down here? We're caucusing. And I thought, you know, that's probably, actually, I sent a note to her and said, I'm so close to Fairfield now, I may as well just pack it in and caucus in Fairfield and then head out. The plan was to, you know, end up in Council Bluffs, and then I just could have gone straight down 59. Well, I left Fairfield and I thought, well, I'm just going to hop over to Missouri and I'm going to angle down. Well, you can't angle down at that point from where I was in that particular area. And of course, you don't want to be on these icy roads in the middle of the night in this part of the country because during the winter, just because I'm not worried about it. Like, I can drive in ice and snow and it wasn't bad weather or anything like that. The roads were dry and it's fine. But I worry about hitting black ice and things like that in the middle of the night. I don't like driving late at night in that part of the country, really, or any part of the country, because I can't see what's going on, and I'm kind of missing it. I will do night drives in the summer. It's no problem at all. You just have to watch out for deer. And if you're on back roads, you really got to watch out for deer. You know, freeways, that's one thing. But on the back roads, especially when you're in places like West Virginia or Iowa or Missouri, you really got to watch out for deer, and I don't want to hit a deer. So I like to drive during the day, not during the night, for that reason. So I came down. I don't even know how I got to where I was going. I got so tangled up, and it took me, you know, here's the thing about angling down and also pre-planning. So the difference between this trip and the last trip that was absolutely picture perfect was I sat down and planned out the route very meticulously and wrote down every step of the way. Didn't have any problems at all. I didn't do that this time, and so there was a few things that really irritated me. And because the whole thing about angling down and picking the right roads to angle down on is that you save fuel, and because you're not cutting, you're not doing right angles, you're doing oblique angles, and you're coming in, and so you're saving fuel in doing that. It doesn't save you time, but it does save you fuel. The only problem with doing it in the winter is you don't know what the condition of these roads that you might normally be able to take, like in the summer, no problem taking a farm road. But in the winter, not a good idea. And so I just basically, finally, just threw caution to the wind, jumped on the freeway and got out of that area and finally got on track west of Kansas City a little bit and came down 75. So I followed 75 all the way down through Kansas, all the way down through Kansas, stopped in Kansas a little bit, and I'm going to talk about that in the second half of the podcast, and then on down through Oklahoma. And remember, I'm staying at Walmart parking lots and truck stops. And I actually prefer the truck stops because you're very anonymous in the truck stop, and if you pull in between two trucks, nobody even knows you're there. So it's a lot easier to function. You know, when you button up and go to sleep, I don't want to worry that someone's going to bother me. I don't want to be molested in the middle of the night. Walmart parking lots, you know, everybody can see that you're there, and there's no anonymity. There's no way to hide because you can't park between two trucks. So there's that. But I stayed at Love's, and I stayed at Pilot, and I stayed at some really bad truck stop that turned out to be great because it had a dark lot, and there was no trucks there when I pulled in, and when I woke up, there were trucks all around me, so I was completely enclosed in the loving embrace of trucks, so it was great. So that's what I do. I stay in the truck stops, and lately I've been just sleeping on the floor with an air mattress and a couple of other bags underneath my bag, and that actually, surprisingly enough, is very comfortable. I shut the truck down, don't turn on the heat. I do have the Gas Buddy. I haven't been able to use the generator I have because it's been wet conditions, and frankly, I'm not putting that generator out back of the truck at a Walmart parking lot. I debated using it here at the beach, but I don't want to get sand all over it, so I'm not. I'll find a spot probably at some point here where I can actually turn on the generator and see how it works. I have a generator with me. My friend gave me a 4,000 watt generator. I could have taken a 3,300 watt, very small generator, but I had to take the big generator because I thought, well, you know what? I'm taking the big generator. I'm probably going to need it. And I haven't been able to. I'm a little bit nervous because it's never been used, so I don't want to wreck it. So my friend Tony Kiefer is probably like, why don't you use the generator? I'm going to. Don't worry. I just have to pick the right spot. So that's ahead. So the next leg is going to be Corpus Christi, then I'm going down to Brownsville, and then I'm turning around and coming back up. So that's the plan for the trip. And I'm very sad already because I know I'm going to be having to turn around here. But I told everybody I was going to go to the border, so I'm going to the border. So I'm going to go down to Brownsville and see that, and mainly just to stay in the warmth is the main reason. So I will head down to Brownsville after Corpus Christi. So tomorrow night I'll be in Corpus Christi, or what they call Padre Island or South Padre Island, somewhere around there. And then I'll hit Brownsville and start coming back north. And that's going to really bother me. So yes, I am looking for the perfect beach town. The perfect beach town, and the perfect billet at the beach town with a garage where I can run Mobile Podcast Command and the world headquarters for the Bob Davis Podcast. I've seen a few buildings. I've seen a few steel buildings that are that. And I've seen a few that are old, too, that would be great. So I just haven't got all of the pieces together in the mix. But that's the partially the purpose for the trip. The other purpose of the trip is I want to see the border. I want to get down and at least hit Brownsville, which is one of those flashpoints for the border. And then I'm coming back. And in the second half of the podcast, at some point when I get to it, I want to talk also about my eyes being bigger than my stomach. In other words, this trip is turning out to be a mega trip. This is a huge distance from Iowa to Brownsville, and it just doesn't look like it's that far on a map. You know, as I'm
starting to relax, sitting here on the beach on South Padre Island. You would think, why would this guy want to talk about business law at this time? But let me tell you something about taking vacations, even though this really is kind of a working vacation. So I used to kind of try to stay plugged into what was going on, and finally I had a boss that just said, listen, when you go on vacation, everything's fine. I want you to disconnect completely and go on your vacation and not worry about anything. And so I started to do that, and I got very good at just pulling the plug. And then what happens is you start coming up with great ideas. You start thinking in ways that you didn't think before. So if you're on vacation, or if you're going to go on vacation, I want you to think about Virtus Law. First of all, Virtus Law has offices in Cambridge, Minnesota, Edina, Maplewood, Red Wing, Mendota Heights. They even have an office down here in Dallas, Texas, so they're big time. When it comes to business, Virtus Law, of course, offers full services. But small businesses and medium-sized business owners really have an issue with strategic thinking. Maybe you think that you're one step ahead and that's pretty good. Maybe you have a lawyer that thinks two steps ahead and that's good too. But the truth is, to be on top of things today, that's probably not going to be enough. For example, what about management service agreements? Of course, succession for family-owned businesses. I always talk about that. Estate planning, partnerships, and of course, asset protection, debt issues, and income tax planning. And not to mention the fact that the big thing today is human resources. For that, you need Nathan W. Nelson at Virtus Law. He is the guy. Let's be honest. Most lawyers don't really give you strategic advice. They might do whatever you need them to do, but if you need someone who thinks strategically and is down to earth, because when you hear Nathan's story of how and why he became an attorney, you'll understand how down to earth he actually is. If you're the owner of a growing business or you have a little more on the ball, you want to think strategically, and that means you want to look at long-term planning and not short-term transactions. And that is what Nathan W. Nelson, one of the co-founders at Virtus Law, actually does. Full legal services, strategic planners with fees structured reasonably. Here's what you do if you're interested. If you go on vacation and you want to think about this, you can call Nathan Nelson at Virtus Law, 612-888-1000. That's 612-888-1000. Send me a message if you want. I'll hook you up if you need to. Virtus Law serves small businesses and their concerns. Or visit Virtus Law online. They've got an excellent client interface where you can explain your needs and get a good idea of the legal services Virtus Law provides. Or you can click on the Virtus Law banner at the top of the page at thebobdavispodcast.com, and that'll hook you up as well. Well, vacation or being away is a great time to think about your dreams. And most people you go day to day, you fight through everything day to day, and you don't really have time to disconnect and think about what you want to do. Some people get pushed into buying new houses when all they have to do is fix the kitchen up or put a new bathroom in or do a new bedroom suite or fix up a man cave in the garage or add on to the house. If you're thinking about doing any of this stuff, I'm going to give you a name, and I'm telling you, you really should check it out. Randy Grabo at Whitetail Builders of Andover, Minnesota. You can check him out online at whitetailbuildersinc.com. Randy is great. He's a great craftsman. He refers, in addition to the work that he does, he's got great cabinet makers and plumbers and everything else, roofing, windows, things of that nature. Call Randy Grabo at 612-282-8801. This is his cell phone number, 612-282-8801. Randy loves talking to people about their plans and ideas, and he is going to be there with you every single step of the way, because that is what he does. He doesn't contract and leave it to somebody else. He's gonna be there. Whitetail Builders, helping you construct your dreams. Click on the banner at the top of the page at thebobdavispodcasts.com, or call Randy on his personal phone, and he'll be glad to talk to you. Well, if it seems quiet, it really isn't. I'm gonna tell you where I am and then let you hear it. It's amazing. I am at the extreme northern end of South Padre Island, which is near Brownsville. And that is where I am. And there's a road that goes through the dunes, and the sand blows on the road, and you can go only so far, and that's as far as you go. The rest of the island is completely, there's no road or anything going north of here. I don't know how people get over there. I assume they drive on the beach, the other beach. I'm facing the Gulf right now. The other beach is just over the hills. You can see it from here. So I don't know how people get up there, but I guess, I don't know, maybe nobody goes up there. I thought there was a county park up here, and that's why I came up here. The county park is about 15 miles down the road, 10 miles down the road or something, maybe 7 or 8, I don't know. the reason that I'm kind of sitting inside the truck, the doors open, is because it's this constant breeze. So if I step out, you'll hear. So I'm walking around the side of the vehicle. And then when I step out, I'm stepping out right into the breeze. And of course, directly in front of me, see? Directly in front of me, that is the Gulf. And I can't see it because it's dark. Because, and this is the cool part, I figured out, because there's a couple of other people here with RVs and a trailer, an old trailer, and we're spaced out every, you know, 60, 70, 80, 90 feet or so, so that from where I sit, I can't even see the guy in his trailer, and I can't even see the guy down further in the RV, and there's a couple of other people here. So apparently we can just chill out here all night, and haven't seen any authorities come down here or anything else, but this is the clicking that you hear. Is just the door on the side of the vehicle that's, you know, kind of shaking in the breeze. So you come all the way down 77 from Corpus Christi. And I mentioned in the first part of this podcast, I want to make sure I stay with this theme, eyes bigger than the stomach. So I'm certainly not, I certainly don't have a problem with mega trips. I've taken many, many mega trips. The first trip I took in this vehicle, I drove out to LA and stopped in Phoenix, drove to LA, and then came back up the Pacific Coast Highway and back across Wyoming and Nebraska. And so this is not, you know, an unusual thing for me to do. When I left Minneapolis, I had something like, I think I had 163,000 miles on this thing, and now I have 167, almost 168,000. So I worry about the vehicle, but it's running great. It's just, I got an oil change in Galveston. Fantastic, you know, guide, and did my oil change right as you come into Galveston there on Avenue J, I think it's called, or Broadway. As you turn to go into Galveston, there's a place that has like it's red and it's sort of open. And pulled in there, and was a great guy, and he fixed my headlight for $4 and did an oil change. It was great. So I've been getting the oil changed, and it's running great. I have noticed, and you diesel people will be interested in hearing this, I've noticed, and maybe somebody will email me about this, I've noticed that depending on the fuel quality, it runs better or worse, and that really irritates me when I get, if I get one of these biodiesel blends, it runs okay, but it doesn't run like it does when you've got full-on diesel 2 in it. So the other thing is it's diesel 2, and then this is a warm climate, so there's that. But it's 85 degrees. It was 85 degrees today in Brownsville, and then I came out here, and it's probably 75, and now it's in the 60s, and it's just a gorgeous, beautiful night. And at the end of this road, it is. You can see the stars, and we're all just sort of waiting for the moon to come up right now as we stand here. And I keep checking to see where the moon is. And the reason it's going to come up probably to the north of here, so there are some clouds over there, but we're kind of in a ring of absolute clear high pressure, so I can sort of look up and see, and then there's a light kind of fog on the horizon, which is fantastic, and you can see the lights of South Padre Island, which is by the way. So when you get on the island, this is not a camping. There's a county park where you can camp, and then there's a KOA when you pull onto the island. I've got the lights out, so I don't have the map, and I have a hard time remembering where I was. There's a name. It's Port something. That's the town, basically, and then you get into South Padre Island. And it's high rises, and it has a very Ocean City, Maryland, Rehoboth Beach, Delaware, Jersey Shore kind of feel to it. It's nicer than Atlantic City, obviously. It's nicer than the towns just south of Atlantic City. If you're on the Jersey Shore and you go down to Cape May, it's really nice down there. And then it's like Boardwalk. You go from Park Place to Marvin Gardens as you kind of progress up the Jersey Shore. Anyway, South Padre Island, there's some very nice resorts here, and the beaches are stunning. But what's interesting to me about Texas, and I'm going to close with this, because I said I was going to talk about Oklahoma and Kansas and everything else, and I mean, I'm going to be going through there on the way back home, so I don't need to talk too much about that. But Texas is just so big that you just cannot really fully understand how big it is until you come down here and you go. So Indiana is something like 120 miles across. So if you go across Indiana at the right point and you're going east, it's a hop, skip, and a jump, right? I drove all day to go from Corpus Christi to Brownsville. That's basically, I started driving at, I don't know what time it was, 10 o'clock, something like that, 11:30. And I drove all day to get down here, and it is an enormous distance between these points. I don't think it's that far, but it certainly is further than going across Indiana. So that's the first thing that you'll note about Texas. So when I crossed the border and got into Texas, it's like, well, I'll be there in no time. You know, I'll be there tomorrow. Well, no, you're not going to be there tomorrow, because I had to come all the way down from the, on 15, I think it was 75, from the Oklahoma. So I went through Kansas and Oklahoma. And then when I got to Texas, I was like, woohoo, we're in Texas. It's only going to be a short period of time. It's kind of like that thing with a kid that's like, when are we going to get there, Mom? And Dad, when are we going to get there? Well, we're not going to be there for a while. So I drove for two more days to even just get to Galveston. And now I've driven for another day yet to get to Corpus Christi, and now another day to get to Brownsville. So the first thing about Texas is you're dealing with these incredible distances. But some of the places in Texas, Galveston Island, I mentioned Matagorda, I think that's the name of it. I still am not sure. Great place. And then today, I found another beach town, which is on, where was that? Where did I stay last night? I stayed last night in a campground, like a state park. And the town, if you continue to drive north, this is on North Padre Island. If you drive north, you're going to come to the end of the road there where there's a ferry, and there's a town there. And that is a really cool beach town. And I'll put it in the blog. It's a really cool little beach town. I like that place a lot. It's big. It's a big beach town. But it's not one of these places that's just got overwhelming skyscrapers like the towns in Florida, you know, that like Destin, Florida, you know, where it's just nothing but high rises and spring breakers and things like that. What's really cool about where I am right now is this is completely desolate. There's four cars here. There's two RVs, three RVs. That's it. We're all just sitting down here, and I'm at the very end, and there is nobody's driven down here. There's no cars have come down here. I pulled up and checked out the sunset and then took a nap and got up about, 7:30 and looked at Instagram and Facebook and some other stuff. Don't have very much of a signal because I have AT&T here. And then I thought, well, should I eat? What should I do? And I've got summer sausage and fruit and some other stuff. And I just sat here and ate summer sausage and fruit. And then I took a nap. And that's, the last thing I'll say is this. So, I think I'm a pretty relaxed person. And I'm not a relaxed person. I hit it really hard, and I work really hard when I am working. People say, oh, you've got an incredible life. And I do. I have eked out an incredible life for myself. I'd like to turn on the money machine, but I'm working on that. But I worked really hard up in Iowa, and I then just thought I was going to get away from it, and I had to do that podcast on the caucus, and I cranked that out, and I keep trying to rest. And resting for me is driving. I love to drive, and I love to cruise along, but I'm constantly thinking and pushing and thinking, and I'm just now. So this has been, I've been away almost 3 weeks. So when I get home around the 15th or so, it's probably going to be, it's February 10th. It's probably going to end up being almost three weeks at least. And I'm just beginning to wind down, just beginning to just have some, just relax and sleep and be able to sleep and not be all jacked up. So being able to be here and be in the dunes with the shore on one side and the intercoastal waterway on the other is fantastic. And waiting for the moon. Let's not forget China. China, China, China. Everybody's talking about China. China, for a long time, has been having problems with other low-cost labor competitors like Vietnam, undercutting their prices. In addition, they are continuing to have problems with intellectual theft. That's what a lot of these trade agreements are all about, with businesses trying to get that under control. So what's happening is a lot of companies are bringing their manufacturing back to the U.S. If this is you, I'm going to recommend DepoStar American Design Engineering and Manufacturing. Visit DepoStar at DepoStar, D-E-P-O-T, DepoStar.com. All right, these travel podcasts and this travel sucks up a lot of fuel and costs. And I just want people to know that I covered Iowa and am doing most of this at some expense to myself. So I'm paying for a lot of this, but I do appreciate contributions for Mobile Podcast Command. That is for fuel and maybe some beef jerky for me. You just go to the donate window at thebobdavispodcast.com, that little yellow oval right underneath the picture of Mobile Podcast Command. Click on that, go to PayPal, and you can donate whatever you like, $5, $10, $50,000. I'm just kidding, kind of. Okay, thanks for liking, sharing, favoriting, and following on Facebook and Twitter. And thanks for your donations again at the Bob Davis Podcast for Mobile Podcast Command. Thanks for listening to Podcast 904. We are working our way towards 1,000 live from the north end of South Padre Island, Texas. Thanks for listening to Podcast 904.
A diamond necklace played the pawn. Hand in hand, son drove the long walk to a handsome man in the town. A blind class aristocracy, back through the opera glass you see, appeared in the pendulum drawn. The town and brush the background. Are you sleeping? Hung velvet overtaking me, dim chandelier awakening me to a song that's out of the dark. The music hall, the cosmic bow. All the stops from now to a beauty trumpet and swan. Calling native ruins the meadow. Canvas the town and brush the background. Are you sleeping? Surf's up.